trucker Dave Ellis, hometown Hammond, New York, driving on Interstate 87 south of Albany, and just wanted to say that your roundtable interview with Terry McGowan, the old Marine and the young Marines war, was outstanding. Keep up the good work. Carry on.
Dean Crowdy from New Marlborough, Massachusetts. And my comment is about the interview with the Broadway producer who was saying that to produce a Broadway show, you need a big star. I was part of a production of Gypsy with Bernadette Peters about 10 years ago. We won a Tony Award for the best score, the best musical that year. And the show lasted little more than a year. So a Broadway star doesn't necessarily mean that the show is going to run for a long time. And it's very surprising that a star as big as Bernadette Peters can't keep a show running. It's not necessarily on her shoulders, but the producers and everyone else.
Bob Cohen, Greenwich, New York. It is with great dismay that I listened to WAMC News today and found out that Sheldon Silver is going to be free pending appeal of his sentencing for a felony, a conviction that was brought forth by a federal jury in the federal court. It's just amazing. There's like two standards of justice that seem to exist in this country. One for the powerful and rich, as in the case of Skelos and Silver, and those who might earn under $15,000 a year might steal a candy bar out of a store, get arrested, thrown in jail, and be sentenced. They would sit in jail. It's just a travesty. I think the people of New York deserve better, and these guys should be in jail.